வந்தேகம்
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of December, 1975, in Bombay, India.
ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத உவாச கௌமார ஆச்சரித் பிராஜ்ய தர்மான் பாகவதானிஹ துர்லபம் மானுஷங்க ஜன்ம ததபி அத்ருவம் அர்த்ததம் திஸ் இஸ் தி இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் பிரஹ்லாத் மகாராஜ் டு ஹிஸ் கிளாஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட் பிரஹ்லாத் மகாராஜ் வாஸ் போர்ன் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகசிபு Great demon, he is described as demon because he was interested only in material comforts. Hiranya means gold. Gold and very comfortable situation of material life. He was interested in that. And he wanted to teach his son about this economic development, but Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in the womb of his mother, there was fight between the demons and the demigod. So the demon, sometimes when there is fight, sometimes one party is victorious, sometimes the other party is victorious. So the demigod's party became victorious and they were harassing the demons like anything. So Hiranyakashipu's wife, she was pregnant, she was captured by Indra, the king of heaven, and she was being dragged to take her in the house of Indra. In the way Narad Muni met them, he chastised Indra. Narad Muni was Devarshi, rishi amongst the demigods. So he said, "Why are you giving trouble to this woman? This is not good." So the demigods replied that this woman is pregnant and there is Hiranyakashipu's son. So we want to kill that son also because he is demon. So we are taking this woman to our place just to wait for the time of her delivery, the child. At that time Narad Muni said, "No, no. This child is not a demon child. This child who is within the womb of this woman, he is a great devotee. So don't try to kill him, neither you can kill him. That is not possible." So they are demigods, they accepted Narad Muni's proposal. So they offer respect to the woman, that here is within the womb of this woman a great devotee. So they circumambulated and offered respect to the wife of Hiranyakashipu and they went away. So Narad Muni took wife of Hiranyakashipu to his ashram. "So, my dear girl, my dear daughter, you please come with me, remain with me, till your husband comes back." So she agreed, and woman's natural propensity is to serve. So she was very nicely serving Narad Muni, and Narad Muni became very much pleased, and he instructed about transcendental knowledge, although to the wife of Hiranyakashipu, but still the Hiranyakashipu's son Prahlad Maharaj was within the womb. He also heard the instruction and he learnt everything. Later on he will explain that my mother, on account of being woman, she has forgotten the instruction of Narada, but I heard it even from within the womb, I remember it. So this Prahlad Maharaj is repeating the same instruction which he heard from Narada Muni when he was packed up within the womb. So this is one of the instructions, that spiritual instruction does not depend on any material condition. In any position, one can understand spiritual instruction. Ahoi tu ki apratihata jena atma sam prasidati sabai punsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhukhaji ahoi tu ki apratihata jena atma sam prasidati. That is first class religion. Sabai punsang paro dharma. Para means supreme. There are different types of religion, but the supreme religion is parodharma. That is jato bhakti radho khaji. That religious system which instructs the followers how to become a perfect devotee of the Supreme Lord, that is first class religion. We are fighting in this material world. You are Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Sikh, I am Jain, I am this, I am that. But this is not paro-dharma. This is aparo-dharma. Paro and aparo, there are two qualities, just like material and spiritual. Material is called aparo. And spiritual means paro, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam bhumi rapa nalo bayo khangamano buddhi devacha hinname prakriti astadha. These material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence and false ego, these are eight material elements, out of which five are gross, bhumi rapa nalo bayo, and three are very subtle. Just like everyone, I know you think with your mind, you know also I think with my mind, but mind is subtle. I cannot see your mind, neither you can see my mind, neither I can see my mind, or you can see your mind. This is subtle. And the finer than the mind is intelligence. And finer than intelligence is egoism or egotism. And finer than egotism is the soul. So our Krishna consciousness movement is little difficult for ordinary persons who are interested with the material, gross and subtle elements. For them it is little difficult. But Krishna says, aparayam, this is inferior. These energies, they are energies. Prakriti me asadha. Prakriti means energy. Just like prakriti means woman, naturally, a woman is under the control of the man. That is our Vedic system and natural system also. However, the woman may claim equal rights, they are under the control of the man. That is natural. Similarly, prakriti means which is under the control of the Supreme Law. That is prakriti. In another place, Bhagavad Gita it is said, Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Hetunani na kauntriya jagadvi parivattate. Krishna says, Maya dhakshena. Under my control, the material nature is working. Maya dhakshena prakriti. In another place in Brahma Sanghita, it is said, how prakriti is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chai vajasya bhuvanani vibhati durga. Durga is the material nature. It is very powerful. Sisti sthiti, creation, maintenance and annihilation is going on under her control. Durga Devi, you have seen the picture of Durga, 10 hands with 10 kinds of weapons. So she is very powerful. But still, she is under the control of Govinda. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika chaye vajasya bhavanani vibhati Durga icharu rupamapi jasya cha testate sa Govindamadi Purusham Tama. The mool prakriti, the original prakriti, is fully under the control. Control means she acts according to the direction of Govinda. Jasya agya, she is acting. So, this prakriti is inferior prakriti. And there is another superior prakriti. That superior prakriti is represented by Srimati Radharani. The Radharani and Durga, both of them are prakritis of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one prakriti is meant for controlling this material world and the other prakriti is meant for blessing the spiritual world. Two prakritis are Krishna's prakriti. Therefore Krishna says, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritiṁ para jīva-bhūto mahābāho jayedam dhārjati jagat. So this jīva-bhūto, living entities, we are living entities, we also belong to the spiritual prakriti. We are expansion of spiritual prakriti. Just like Srimati Radharani is always engaged in the service of the Lord, anaya radhate, aradhate, iti Radharani. The Radharani, the name, has come from the word aradhate, aradhan. Aradhan means worship. So, everyone is meant, beginning from Radharani and her expansion, Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajan. Here we worship Mother Lakshmi ji, goddess of fortune, to receive some favor. But in the Vaikuntha world, there are many 100,000s of Lakshmi. Lakshmi sahasra sata. And they are samrama sevaman. With great respect, they are engaged in serving the Supreme Lord. So, we being expansion of the spiritual Lakshmi or Radharani, our duty is to serve Radharani and through Radharani to serve Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We are missing this point, that instead of learning from Radharani how to serve Krishna, we are being controlled by the another prakriti, material energy, Durga, with weapons in her 10 hands. This is our position. Therefore, we are missing the point, and it is said in Brahma Sanghita, now, in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, This is also spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu durasayaje bahiratthamanina andha jathandhi rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudamni bagdha. So in this material world, they do not know what is the aim of life. Nati vidu. Nati vidu sartha gatin. Everyone is very much expert to see his interest. The two businessmen, they are agreeing, but everyone is trying to see his personal interest first. This is called sartha gati. That is natural. But Prahlad Maharaj says, nate vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Unfortunately, these materialistic persons, they do not know what is his real interest. The real interest is Vishnu. How to serve Vishnu? That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the beginning. Sanatana Goswami, a great minister of Nawab Hussain Shah's government, he retired from his ministerial activities and became a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach this Krishna consciousness movement. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sridhup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Srijeev Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So, there are many descriptions about their activities in Vrindavan. Some of them are described by Srinivasa Acharya. The prime duty was, these Goswamis, they are ministers, big Jamindas. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only one son of his father and uncle, and in those days, 500 years ago, their paternal income was 12 lakhs of rupees. So, such person joined Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath. Either they were very, very learned scholars or coming from very, very rich family, big post, all the six Goswamis. Sri Rup Sanatana, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jeev Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. So, their business was, this Goswami, Krishna Kirtana Gana Nattana Parau. They were always engaged in chanting Krishna. That is the real purpose of human life, especially in this age. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj by Sukadev Goswami. He described the symptoms of Kali Yuga. It is very, very faulty, but he concluded that Kalo dosa nidhe rajan hi asti eko mahana guna. In this age of Kali, it is very fallen age. Mandas manna matayo manna bhagga jupadrata. The population in this age, they are, almost all of them are manda. Manda means bad or very slow. So they do not understand what is the aim of life, are very slow to understand. Therefore, they are called manda. And because they do not understand their real interest of life, they can be called very bad, manda. So these are the symptoms. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagga jupadruta. So in this age, although it is so fallen, the Shastra says, kalo dosu nidhi rajan asti hi eka mahan guna. There is one great opportunity. What is that opportunity? Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. If one takes to chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, then he becomes relieved or free from the all contamination of this age. And param mukta sanga, he becomes liberated and he goes back to home, back to garden, simply by chanting. That is mukti. Mukti means we are now under the influence of this material energy. Bhumi rapa anala vayu. This is aparaprakriti. So, aparaprakriti, we have to give up the association of the aparaprakriti and we have to take shelter of paraprakriti. This is our aim of life. The subject matter was how to become successful in life. That we are trying to explain. The success is that we have to give up the control. We have to become free from the control of the aparaprakriti and we shall voluntarily submit to be favored by paraprakriti. This is our business, aim of life. Then our life will be successful. If we miss this opportunity to give up the shelter of aparaprakriti and do not take shelter of the paraprakriti, then we are missing the opportunity. It is a very subtle thing. There is no education. But the information and the enlightenment is there in our shastra. In Bhagavad Gita everything is explained. How one can give up the control of the aparaprakriti and be under the shelter of paraprakriti. Daivijesa gunamai mamo maya durattaya mami bhaja prapadante maya me tang taranti. It is not very difficult. Krishna comes to instruct this simple truth that you are being controlled by the material energy. You give up this business, you be controlled by the spiritual energy and your life is successful. This is the metaphor. Māmi bhaja prapadante māyāmi tāṁ tharanti. So our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. That simply we are trying to educate people how to give up the control of the material energy are under the control, not to control the material. That we cannot do. That is not possible. But not to become under the control. And that is very simple method. Māmi bhaja prapadante māyāmi tāṁ tarantite. Just like if you become honest, if you are not criminal, then there is no police control. Police may be there. But as soon as you become criminal, you become under the control of police. Similarly, our business is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained, and everywhere in the shastra, and actually we are so. We are eternal servant of God or Krishna. This is our real position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. But our disease is, instead of becoming das, we are trying to become the master of the prakriti. This is called materialistic way of life. So that will not make us happy at any stage of our life. This is very dangerous. We are missing the point. Nati vidu sartha gatiṁ viṣṇu durāsayāji bahirattamānina andhā jathāndhi rupaniyamāna stepīsa tantra urunāmni vadhyā. We are forgetting that we are absolutely under the control of material nature. Pakrite kriyamānāni gunai karmāni sarvasa ahaṅkāra vimunātmā kattāhaṁ iti mannate. We are fully under the control of material nature and foolishly, ahaṅkāra, on account of being bewildered by false egotism, we are thinking that I am independent. This is called material illusion. So, our first business is to understand what is this material world, what is this spiritual world, what is God, what is my relationship with Him, and how to execute the business of my life to become successful in this human form of life. Success of human form of life, to understand this thing. Our relationship with God and we should act in relationship with God. Then our success of life will be achieved. This is the main purpose of Krishna Consciousness Movement. It is a very prolonged subject matter to understand, but everything is explained. Our only request is that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to interpret. That is useless. Otherwise, why people have lost in India their own culture? Because they have interpreted wrongly. Every shastra has been interpreted wrongly, and therefore people are misguided. They could not take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, because all through the Bhagavad Gita has been misinterpreted. So many so-called politicians, scholars, but it is maybe for the first time, not first time, it is there, but to make a broad propaganda war, that try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpretation. That is our mission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Don't try to interpret and spoil it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agnaya Guru Hoiya Taro Ei Desh. Ei Desh means, he was born in Bengal, India, it may be Bengal or India. He was interested with every man all over the world. Prithivite ache jato nagarari gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. So he was interested in all the parts of the world, how they can be delivered from the clutches of this material energy. So he wished, especially the Indians, to take this job, preaching the teachings of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. He wanted it. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jar, janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Paropokar. It is not the business of the Indian people to exploit others. The mission is they must be very, very merciful to all outsiders born in out of India. That is India's mission, because they are in darkness, they do not know. So instead of enlightening them, giving them jyotir gama, tamasi ma, don't remain in darkness. So we are imitating them. So this is not India's good fortune. We should not imitate. That is not very good civilization. This has been described as Asuric civilization in the Bhagavad Gita. Nati vidu sarthagatini Vishnu. They do not know. Anyway, although they do not know, they are accepting now. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is so potential that they accept. That is upaka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted this. Karo paro upaka. They are in darkness, tamasi. Bring them in the light. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. So this attempt has been done by us individually with teeny effort, but it is becoming successful. But if we take up seriously this movement, everyone become completely aware of this movement and take this mission, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Agnaya Guru Hoiya Taro Ei Desh. Every one of you will become a guru by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I shall become guru, what shall I do? I do not know anything. No, you haven't got to know anything. You simply jare rakho tare kaho Krishna Prabhu. You simply repeat the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Whomever you meet, you try to convince. Then you are guru. So, our mission is this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to execute the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't say anything else except what is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jadi mang namaskuru. simple thing. It is not very difficult thing. Krishna says, always think of me. Is it very difficult task? No. You chant Hare Krishna, you remember Krishna immediately. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So always remember Krishna. This is Krishna's instruction. Manmana, always think of me. Madhvakta, and naturally you become bhakta. As soon as go on chanting Hare Krishna, that's like this European and American boys. They have been instructed to chant Hare Krishna mantra, nothing that I showed them any magic, how to manufacture gold or how to become this or that. No. Simply, I have asked them to chant Hare Krishna. And they have joined me because they have chanted Hare Krishna. Why? Cheta darpana marjana. By chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the dirty things within the heart will be cleaned. Then we will understand what is my position, what to do. So, this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho. Krishna said that manmana bhava mad bhakta. You just think of me. You just become my devotee. Mad jaji. You just offer a little flower and water to me. Patram pushpam phalam tuyam. If you think that we have got money, the money is for my enjoyment, and Krishna may be offered a little water and flower. That is cheating. That is not good. According to your position, you must worship. This is wanted. Otherwise, vitta sat. If you have got money, and if you don't serve Krishna, and you serve Krishna with a little water and flour, Krishna can understand this kind of cheating business. No. Everyone should worship Krishna according to his position. That is wanted. Kurushyatad madarpana. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurushyatad madarpana. To become very big businessman is not ordinary thing. It requires tapasya. Very great labor, brain, jat tapasasi. But the result, Krishna says, kurushyatad madarpana. He is asking, give it to me. So there is no harm to become very big businessman, earning money. That is all right. But you give it to Krishna. Then, in any position, you can remain Krishna consciousness. And if you remain Krishna conscious, then you will understand Krishna. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya saktamana pratha yogam junjana madasra. Asang sang samagrang mang jakha gyasasi tachinu. Krishna is explaining that everyone is trying to understand God, but by speculation you cannot understand. By service only you can understand. By attachment, you cannot serve Krishna without being attached. Therefore Krishna says in the 7th chapter, Maya sakta mana pratha yogam junjana madasra. Taking shelter of me or my devotee, if you practice this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, increasing our attachment for me, this is wanted. Krishna consciousness means we have got attachment, so many things. But that attachment has to be transferred to Krishna. Then you become Krishna conscious. Maya sakta manapatha, yogam jindana madasraya, asangsa. Then asangsa, without any doubt, to understand God, there are three features. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdut. So, the ordinary person, they can be able to understand Brahma a little advanced than them. They can understand Paramatma. But to understand Krishna is very difficult. Bahunam jano namam. Manushyanam sahasyesu kaschit jagati siddhaye. Out of many millions of persons, one tries to become siddha, perfect. What is that siddha? Brahmagya. Jadatam api siddhyana kaschit vetimam tattata. Now out of the siddhas, those who are actually self-realized, aham brahmasmi, out of many of them, maybe one is able to understand Krishna. So Krishna can be understood only by devotion. Bhaktyamam abhijanati, javana dasyami tapo. So we have to take this process. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. So our only request is that to understand Krishna is not very difficult if we read Bhagavad Gita perfectly, seriously, then Krishna is understood. And as soon as you understand Krishna, because Krishna is explaining himself, what is the difficulty to understand Krishna? If Mr. Birla, you explain that I am like this, I have got so much money, I have got so many business, so many factories, if you explain, then where is my difficulty? But if I speculate, Mr. Birla may be so much, Mr. may be had. So that is always imperfect. But if you understand directly from Mr. Birla, then it is clear. So Krishna, God is explaining himself, I am like, asam sam, samagraṁ māṁ, jathāgaśyasi, tatsim. So there is not very difficult to understand Krishna if we simply, but if we interpret foolishly and try to understand Krishna by misinterpretation, then the business is finished. Don't do that. Simply try to understand Krishna as he is explaining himself, then your life is successful. How it is successful? Janma karma cha mai divyam ju janati tattata takta deham punarjanma naiti mame. That is success. We have to change this body. But we do not know what kind of body I am going to get. These information are there. But any kind of body you get, even in the higher planetary system as demigod, abrahma bhuvana lokan puraravartino, that is not good. The best thing is, you get a spiritual body, like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra, takta deham punarjanmanaiti, then you haven't got to accept any more this material body. Then what happens to me? Mameti, you come to Krishna and enjoy with him, that is success of life. Thank you very much.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Any question? Baliya Mataji. Kuch prashna hai to bali? There should be question. Yes, either you surrender to Krishna or clear it by question.
Yes.